when to vaccinate teachers is part of a larger debate on how to distribute doses. Stephen Thrasher has written about what he sees as ethical failures in that distribution system. He's a journalism professor at Northwestern. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And from your perspective, what are the big ethical questions that we are failing to confront when it comes to distribution of these vaccines?
The biggest ethical problem, which is also a logistical problem, is that the United States is not going to people to give them the vaccine. They're waiting for 330 million people to fight amongst themselves to find it. And that's happening very differently in 58 different states and territories. And it's really pitting people against each other. There's an idea that it's equally accessible when they open up available vaccines through a website or such. And that's actually not equal at all, because the people who are most needing these vaccines are often elderly, incarcerated, perhaps disabled, living in congregate settings, or not able to understand English. So to just kind of say, sign up on a website and find it is actually a huge disadvantage to the people who need it most. And there's not enough active attempts to go out to and find and deliver the vaccines to people who need them.
I think this point that you're making here is so important to talk more about. You write that when the government wants to, it is quite capable of coming to us. Think of your taxes or the draft, for instance. But it's going to make the people do the work, in this case, as you're describing, to go to the government to get the vaccine. So why do you think that is?
It's a function of how neoliberalism works, to off-put onto people work and effort and resources to figure things out themselves. For instance, in California or New York, very large states which have large tax bases, you know, you could, in theory, increase taxes and hire, you know, a couple thousand people to be scheduling this stuff. And instead, it's cheaper to just say, we'll put up a website and they can schedule it themselves. Some of it is a deeper issue where in this country, we do conceive of freedom as being the government doesn't know where you are. But to do something like this, the onus is put back on the people. And the government can kind of say, oh, people are being irresponsible. Rates are going up because people aren't getting their vaccines, when it's not the people's fault at all, who are all scrambling to try to get them. It'd be very different if they said, you're going to get a vaccine on this date 3 months from now. Here's $2,000. Stay in your house until then and ride it out.
Right. So I was going to ask you, what would a system that works in just the opposite way look like to you, with the government coming to us?
It would look like, first of all, a centralized process that's not just happening county by county and state by state, but happening sort of at the federal level. It could be the United States Postal Service mailing people postcards saying, you're going to get your vaccine on this date, show up on this date to get it. But concurrent with that, which is very important, is that we have to give people resources to manage until then. So people need material support to be able to stay at home, that we should be giving people the money to be able to stay at home. And then the other thing is that the government should be going through sites and locations. West Virginia did very well with this. They forewent a program with CVS and Walgreens, and on their own and through community drugstores, they went to nursing homes and they vaccinated their entire nursing home population faster than anyone else. So the government could also be going to work sites and taking vaccine to them rather than waiting for everyone to go to the government.
There is a reason, of course, why all of this matters. You use a map of Chicago to illustrate this point. On the one side, it shows who is dying of COVID-19. And then on the other side, it's showing the same map that demonstrates who's getting vaccinated against the disease. And the colors on the map are totally inverse. I mean, what's the message there?
It's a real problem. The people who have the most access to getting the vaccine are the people who've been least affected by it so far. So in a city like Chicago, where I live, people on the north side have largely had access to one of the most powerful forms of prophylaxis we know that works. They've been able to work from home. There are also people who have a lot more control over their time and a lot more computer literacy and fluency. And so they can, you know, get onto a website, maybe do it at 5 a.m. if they want to. And then on the south side, you have the people who have not had that form of prophylaxis. They've had to go to work in person. And so their rates are much higher. And if you're a shift worker at Popeyes or at an Amazon distribution center and you're working from midnight to 8 a.m., you're going to be the least likely person to be able to say, yes, I can get online and find where to get a vaccine and get it at 3 in the afternoon.
Stephen Thrasher, will link you to his piece for Scientific American at hereandnow.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.